Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. All right, good day, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to the Home Building Hero. Today, we're talking about the cost of regulation soaring another 11% onto the cost of a new home build. Yes, that number continues to rise, and it just seems like there's no end in sight for this number. And we're going to break it down a little bit for you so you can understand how these figures are created. So for those of you that haven't listened to the podcast in a while or maybe haven't heard the one that we talk about the cost of regulation, what I'm talking about is local, state, and federal regulation and the cost of that and how it's added to the cost of a new home. And the National Association of Home Builders has been doing this study for several years, and it continues to go up. It doesn't matter. The administration just continues to go the wrong direction. So it's up 11% since 2016. And, back around then when they did the study, I believe the cost of all regulation was around $76,000 roughly. And then it became about $83,000. And then now in 2021, which is the most recent study, $93,870 per home added to the cost of it for local, state, and federal regulation. To put that in context for you, that's the sticker price of a brand new Corvette. Every time you build a house, the cost of a Corvette goes towards the government before you've ever put a shovel in the ground. Kind of a sickening number when you think about it. But we're going to break it down a little bit further for you so you can understand where some of these costs are being incurred. And one of the things that I'm working on, and you'll be seeing this if you follow me on LinkedIn. If you don't follow me on LinkedIn, please do. But I've been doing sort of a reoccurring, weekly, sometimes bi-weekly post about ways that we can reduce the costs of housing. And there's a lot of, I think, viable solutions because I'm tired of just saying, housing affordability is an issue. Let's do something about it. So I've kind of taken the next step of here's a bunch of solutions. Take these, pass them around, and see what we can do with them. But let's break down this $93,870 added to the cost of a home. Now, just for your codification, this is over a quarter of the cost of a home is just due to regulation. That's, just crazy when you think about it. You would think with how expensive a home is, regulation cost should just be a small percentage, not a quarter of the cost. But that's where we are today. All right, so what are the breakdowns? Okay, the first thing that adds to the cost of a home from local, state, and federal government is architectural standards over the ordinary. And they've determined that this is a $10,794 addition to the cost of the home. So this is extra requirements other than just a basic home. So a lot of this happens at the local level where they have minimum standards for size. They have roof pitch requirements or different things like that, or number of windows or adding certain percentage of masonry or whatever things that they can dream up that is running over $10,000 just for those things. All right, the next part of that 93,000 behemoth number is building code changes. And of course, that makes sense, right? Building codes are, very impactful onto what is built for a home and what's required. And that amounts for $24,144. $24,144 just allocated to building codes. Okay. And codes are revised very often. The other thing that we're dealing with now, and I believe this kind of gets put into that bucket, but one of the things we're dealing with now is there's two things, actually. One is the energy standards. And so they've been kind of incentivizing municipalities and giving federal money to municipalities that do what's called a stretch code, which means they expand upon the minimum required code. So if you go as a municipality and you make your code more stringent than the national code, you could be eligible for federal dollars. But that, again, only drives the cost of housing up. So that's kind of built in there, those energy standards. And then, you know, periodically, they revise the international code. And so that typically makes the houses more expensive because you're either upping those energy requirements or you're adding additional requirements into the build. Most recently, or some things from a few years ago, adding more GFCI outlets in. All these things just add up. Like sometimes some of these things are only, you know, a couple hundred dollars per house, but when you have all the other ones that have been added over the previous years, they just never go away. And these costs just continue to inflate, as we've seen. All right, the next big impact onto regulation is impact fees after lot purchase. And this one is a rapidly growing one. And I call it the municipality's little honeypot because it seems like a lot of municipalities are really going after impact fees as a way to generate revenue. And impact fees, on average now, $12,184 per home. Again, this is before you put a shovel in the ground. Now, for those of you that don't know what impact fees are, they're basically a one-time fee to connect into the municipality. So it started, I think, a little more innocently where, you know, it was either a sewer or a water impact fee, right? And so the idea behind it was, well, you know, as we add more homes in, we're going to have to upgrade our sewer treatment plant, maybe our water pumps and water facilities. So let's do this for every new home. We'll collect a you know, arbitrary amount of money. And now it's turned into, hey, we can do this for parks. We can do it for fire departments, police departments, libraries, walking trails, like you name it. You think it's something the municipality might want or want to spend money on in the future. They're looking to throw it down here in some impact fees. And the problem with this, and there's a whole podcast I've done about impact fees. You guys can check that one out as well. But a lot of times these aren't really policed the way they're supposed to. There are laws in place, but they're not policed the way they're supposed to. And we're actually going to have a guest on in a future episode here talking about a local lawsuit. It's pretty interesting what's going on. And I think they're going to win over the municipality on this thing. But impact fees, $12,184 added to the cost of a home on average. All right. Now, the next one, they call it standards beyond ordinary. So these would be like development standards. So these would be like additional setbacks or things that developments require in a municipality. So for example, you know, sidewalks on both sides of the street, you know, 75-foot setback on a house, or maybe, 20-foot side setbacks where you could get by with 10, you can get by with 25-foot front setbacks, so on and so forth. Those are a lot of things that you see. And then, of course, like sidewalks or curb and gutter and all sorts of things like that, right? That adds, on average, $8,992 to the cost of a home. Yeah, that's big money here. And you start to add these up and, it, you know, you can see how you can get to $93,000 pretty fast. Okay, next on the list is unusable land or land that has to be dedicated back to the government. $10,854 cost. Now, unusable land, that can be a lot of different things. Like here in Wisconsin, we have the stormwater requirements where basically we have to provide our own on-site stormwater retention devices. So we have to take several acres of land and set that aside to put in a pond because they don't want any water running off the site. Okay, so that's a big chunk there. But then also just dedicating land back to the government. A lot of times what municipalities are doing is saying, you can have this development or you can have this kind of density, but we want X amount or a percentage of the amount of land to be given back to our park system. Or for so many units, you've got to have X amount of square footage of park space or however they calculate it. There's a lot of different ways they can calculate this. And I'm never going to cover them all, but they basically are saying, hey, you paid for this land at a premium, spent millions of dollars buying this hunk of land, Mr. Developer, give us some of it, and then we'll give you an approval. Kind of sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it? But that happens all the time. Tune of over $10,000, apparently. Next on the list, compliance fees and studies. $11,791. That one kind of blew my mind, but when you start thinking about it, and like especially studies, these things are out of control. Like my last development, I had to have, you know, a professional appraiser go in and show that the property values that I'm bringing in are going to be higher than the existing homes. Well, duh, of course they are, but I had to actually prove that. I had to go get a traffic study. So I had to put all this stuff on the roads, and then they tracked how many cars went by per day. And then an engineer had to determine what the capacity of the road is based on the side and the length and distance to stop lights and traffic signs and all these kind of things. And then just other like stormwater engineering and reports and all sorts of different things that you have. In fact, that number could actually be low now that I think about it, all the things that you have to get, all these private things. So yeah, nearly $1,000 in fees and studies. Wow, what a number. Okay, next on the list, zoning approvals, adding to the cost of a home. And this comes out at nearly $6,473 added to the cost of a home for zoning approvals. Now, this is mainly on development side of it, because typically zoning for single family home would be maybe a couple hundred dollars to get a zoning permit. But for a development, you can have quite a bit more because you may have to change the zoning, switching it from agricultural to residential. You may have it from switching a certain type of residential to another type or a PUD. And that can be costly, not only with engineers, but the government going through that whole process to the tune of nearly $6,400+. Okay, next on the list, OSHA and safety compliance, adding $1,779 to the cost of a home. Now, with safety, let's be honest, we want our employees to be safe. We want our subcontractors to be safe. We don't ever want anything bad to happen to them. So in the grand scheme of things, out of this $93,000+, $1,700 might be a small cost to pay for safety. But at the same time, these OSHA safety standards, a lot of them just don't make a lot of sense. In fact, you have a lot of people that work for OSHA that write these rules that have never been on a job site themselves, have never worked that particular job. So for them to make up standards and things for a job that they've never done, kind of difficult to do and typically does add to the cost of a home. Now, certainly there's other things with OSHA, for example, just safety manuals, MSDS sheets, safety glasses, hard hats, those kind of things that people on your team need to have, that all adds to the cost of home. And ultimately, the homeowner foots the bill for that. All right, now we're on to the last two things on our list. And we will get to our $93,870 was $83,000 in the past. Pure cost of delay during development. Delays are one of the big and silent killers of homes and costs. And delays are a big part of that. And they can add to the cost of a home. Whether municipalities want to admit that or not, they do. Because it's very simple. If you have a municipality, a lot of them have these things too where they only do meetings once a month or something. And they have a requirement where you have to get all their materials in 2 weeks prior. You know, that delays the project. And so the developer still has costs going on, right? Every day they own that property, there's property tax. Every day that they own that property, they may have utilities to pay. Every day that goes by, they might have financed it and they're carrying financing charges every day. So we did a study during COVID because of all the delays happening during the supply chain. We found out that $98 per day was the average cost of a delay on a home. Well, now we're talking about development. That can be tremendously higher. So that's a tune of $1,442, just pure cost of delays on projects. And then it's ugly twin sister, the cost of delay during construction. That was what I was alluding to just previously. $98 per day is what it was costing us every day that we had a job going on, just with materials, labor, holding costs, cost of money, all of that going on. And no matter what a municipality says, delaying a project will add cost to the project, no matter what they want to think about that. So there you have it. There are regulations at the local, state, and federal level and how they add up to $93,870. Architectural standards over and above the ordinary, building code changes, impact fees, standards beyond the ordinary, development standards, unusable land that has to be dedicated back to the government, compliance fees, studies, zoning approvals, OSHA and safety requirements, and delays. And that's a huge number, and it's continuing to go up. And as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, to follow me on LinkedIn, if you can, just go to David Bellman, look up David Bellman, just one L and Bellman, and follow me. I've been posting a lot of housing affordability recommended changes, because it's one thing to talk about these numbers, and they certainly are helpful to show this information to a legislator, but it's even more powerful to say that number's going the wrong direction, it needs to stop, and here's what we want to do about it. Here's some things that we could do about it. And so I hope that you guys will find this information. I will be publishing a white paper on this that will be available. And it's basically a list of ideas and ways to drive this number down instead of having it continue to go up. And hopefully you guys can take that information. Maybe you can give it to an elected official that you have in an area, and maybe it'll spur an idea. I'm not saying these are the end-all be-all. There's millions and millions of ideas. I'm just trying to create some thought and put thought on paper and give some ideas on how we could reduce these amounts. And I've got probably about 20 of them that I think are really, really good, solid ideas. And if you can even get, you know, one of them in some form or fashion, you're making a difference. And certainly if you can get a municipality that buys in and does several of these, you can dramatically drive the cost of housing down on the regulatory side. And certainly there's other things that we can be doing as builders, different product and methods and things like that. But as you can see, at 24% of the cost, with regulation being, you know, a quarter of the cost of the home, there's a lot of meat on the bone that we could trim without dramatically reducing the quality of the project or the quality of the materials, and make something that consumers are still going to be willing to buy and live in. So there you have it. Cost of regulation soars another 11%, $93,870 per home based on the 2021 study, and only going up from there. Let's make a difference. Let's start to get that number down by working together, sharing information, and hopefully coming up with some new solutions.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.